Father, as we've been just singing about your Son, Jesus Christ, we're singing about your love, singing about you, Holy Spirit, and how you just really ignited and how you took what from Jesus and you have made it known to us and to so many people throughout the generations. We want to thank you again, Holy Spirit, as you just reveal and give understanding of Jesus Christ to us and what you are wanting us to receive this morning. So I guess we shared earlier on, Father, the grace that you have imparted to us and the truth that you have imparted to us through Jesus Christ. Open our ears, open our understanding. Give us ability to grasp the revelation of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we ask this not just for ourselves, but we ask this for all the unsaved people in our town, in our nation, in the nations, that your Spirit will move, your Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus Christ worldwide. And we thank you for what you are doing as we have the testimonies of the miraculous encounters of people being born again in the most incredible ways. And this we celebrate and praise you, Father, through Jesus. Amen. Amen. This morning we are just continuing following a theme at the moment, and we've been looking at being strong in the grace, being strong in faith. We've been spending a lot of time of just really understanding how God speaks to us, how God deals with us through His Son Jesus Christ. And today we want to look at a little bit more on just something very so-called simple, but it has a profound impact in our lives for us in our growth in Christ Jesus. And so we want to spend a little bit of time just looking at that a bit deeper this morning. Now, I don't know about you, but nobody over here, but anyway, the others, when it comes to Christmas, they like to eat and eat and eat. And by the end of that, they start to say, my clothes are getting a bit small. You see. And they might say, but it's the Chinese garments that we brought. They seem to shrink all the time, mate. But meantime, we've just been eating and enjoying the Christmas goodies and that. And so we find there that there's the natural growth where our clothing gets a bit small because we are growing. But there's also the other growth where we are getting a little bit fat and so forth because of just enjoying the pleasures of life. And no matter how we try and blame the Chinese, the clothes are tight. The same in the spiritual. You see, and I think today many here will be able to experience that the spiritual clothes that we've been wearing are now a little bit tight because we're growing. And the spiritual clothes that we were used to, suddenly we're finding a little bit tight. And no matter how we try, it looks a bit stupid when, you know, you get those pictures where you got this big, strong man there and he's got these tight shorts and you say, yo. And we don't want to look like that. So we want to continue to receive what the Holy Spirit is revealing to us concerning Jesus so that we can grow up into the fullness of Christ. And this is why today is an important part of what our Father wants to share with us, to maybe help us to recognize, okay, the spiritual lenses, the spiritual growth, the spiritual understanding that I have had that was vital for the time, but we're growing. The Holy Spirit is revealing more. And as part of what God has spoken, He said that my purpose is that you will grow into the fullness of my Son Jesus. And so it's a natural work of the Holy Spirit. And part of that that we want to have a look at this morning is something very simple called understanding. And we've been speaking a little bit about this during the week. But understanding plays a major role in helping us to be able to grow in our spiritual growth. And we're wanting to spend a bit of time. So I want to start off here in Romans chapter 8. Just to put a bit of foundation of what our Father wants to share. We often read this and we speak about here the incredible ministry of the Holy Spirit. In verse 26 of Romans chapter 8, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So take note of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the context of us growing our spiritual maturity. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we did not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. So we got to understand there that the Holy Spirit is totally committed to helping us in growing into all that is the Father's will for us. And that's important. And so that's why no matter how hard we try to resist, no matter how hard we try to ignore, the Holy Spirit is committed and he intercedes and he helps us in our weakness and he prays according to the perfect will of the Father. Now that's vital, because when we are learning to walk with the Holy Spirit, we know, we've got confidence that Holy Spirit, you know the perfect will of our Heavenly Father, and I want to thank you that you're interceding for the family of God in us over here in our town, in our nations, and so forth. It's a huge comfort to know that He is helping us in our weakness. I don't know about you, but I'm quite pleased to have the Holy Spirit, the Almighty God, helping us in our humanity, and that's profound. Transforming us, working in us all the time so that we're becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. And so he carries on. And because the Holy Spirit is helping us in our weakness, because the Holy Spirit is interceding for us according to the perfect will of God, and then based on all of this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. That's a profound statement. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Just a side note here. I don't know if you are familiar with in Hebrews chapter 12 when the writer is speaking about how God disciplines those that he loves. And often we look at that word discipline and we think of pain, because many of us have experienced the pain of hidings and so forth. And so our mind goes there, particularly Greg at school. He was often in the principal's office. Yeah. Why are so many are laughing? Are you familiar with the cane? Not the younger generation. You don't know about these things. But that's right. In our time, you'd have to walk past a classroom and come down and do me. You've done nothing wrong. It was just... Those were the times. Anyway, here we have something profound where the writer is speaking about our Heavenly Father who disciplines those that he loves. And it's fascinating because that word discipline it's how a father corrects, how a father instructs, how a father guides, how a father motivates, inspires. All of that is in the category of discipline. It's like when you're training for your running over there. You're disciplined in the way you think. You're disciplined in the way you operate. You've got people there that are helping you all the time. And so it's an environment of God's incredible fathering in our lives to help us to grow into all that he has purposed and all that he knows who we are in his son, Jesus Christ. And it's fascinating because when we just look at the discipline word, we miss out that the discipline is all about the evidence of you and I being fathered by him. It's about the fatherhood of God. And if you focus on the pain, we miss out, but we are loved by the Father. This is evidence that we are his children. This is evidence that the Father is giving us instruction on how to grow. It's the evidence of correction in our lives. That's the Father. And then it's something profound. And the writer says there that we all have earthly fathers who disciplined us that seemed good to them. Some translations disciplined us for their good. And then it goes, but we have a Heavenly Father who disciplines us for our good. Huge difference. Huge difference. Because when we as parents, we know we are disciplining, and often we are disciplining to make us feel good. We are disciplining because we are annoyed. We are disciplining because we want our children to be accepted in culture, and it makes us feel good as parents, etc. And so we all our good intentions, we are human. And so very, very often the discipline is really for our own good, what seems best for us and best for our children. But our Heavenly Father, the perfect Father, He disciplines us, He corrects us, He instructs us, He inspires us for our good. When you go into the revelation of love and you begin to experience the life of love, and in that you start to experience that everything that our Father does is for our good. And now we go back to this Romans, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Okay? Who have been called according to His purpose. Now, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He, Jesus, might be the firstborn among the many brothers. So, the Holy Spirit is committed to this truth, that it's the Father who has predestined that we as the family of God will be conformed into the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ. Incredible truth. So all the things that are happening around us, all the things, we can look at it as pain, or we can see, Father, You are fathering us, and the Holy Spirit, You are helping us in our weakness, because Father, You are busy working in us, conforming us into the very likeness of Your Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is committed to this. And this is the spiritual growth we're talking about. You and I being transformed, you and I are finding that we are growing more and more as the Holy Spirit is working. More and more we are growing into the image of God. We are growing into the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ. All the time. And the Holy Spirit is committed to this. Okay, so we carry on. In Colossians chapter 2, we read here, well, let's go to Colossians 1 first and take note at the prayers that Paul is praying. We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that springs, that's the foundation, from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth. So notice over here some words that we're going to be following over here. Faith and a love. They are strong, they are firm in their faith, and they are practicing incredible love for not only for God, but for one another. Very, very important truth that Paul is recognizing and is thanking God for. Okay? And this is why, as we pray for one another, he has deep insights here on how we can praise God and thank God. And then in verse 9, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding. We want to focus on understanding this morning, the importance of understanding for us to be able to grow into the fullness of Christ. So all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Notice the word spiritual wisdom and understanding. It's not dealing with human wisdom and human understanding. Because God is spirit. We want to grow up in Him, in Christ Jesus. So we need a spiritual wisdom, a spiritual understanding, spiritual knowledge. And so Paul is praying for that. We don't want to be people when we still, maybe where we were a few months or years back, whatever, we were quite worldly minded. And our mind was very fixed on the world, and we looked at the world, and we got our identity from what people said, etc. But we've grown beyond that, because now in Him we live. You see, in Him we move. In Christ Jesus we have our identity. And so we've grown up. We're beginning to... Now we've also, before we were get born again and excited, and then we just continue living, and as the Holy Spirit is working, praying according to the will of God, He began to teach us about we are in a kingdom which is a spiritual realm. See, we are citizens of heaven. And then the Holy Spirit starts to teach us how to live in a spiritual kingdom here on earth, in the natural. And so all of this is all the time we are being transformed, we are growing more and more and more, maturing in Christ Jesus, as the Holy Spirit has been working. And so Paul is praying here for the Father to give us a spirit of wisdom and understanding, etc. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. That's growth. We used to grumble. Now we're giving joy in our pain and suffering. We're giving joy, recognizing that everything that's taken place, Father, you're working out the good. We've been conformed into the likeness of your Son, Jesus. What a testimony. What a profound truth for the world to see the reality of Christ here on this earth, in and through us. And so our witness and our effectiveness is becoming more and more in the world that we're living in. That people can see the difference, that we're no longer just like everybody else, but we are disciples of Jesus. We are children of God. We are sons and daughters of God. And then he carries on giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you through his Son, through the blood, what Christ has done for being in Jesus, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Spiritual realm, who has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, a spiritual reality, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. And then the revelation of Jesus, and then the last verse here in chapter 1. Now Paul is saying, we proclaim Him, this is Jesus Christ, admonishing and teaching. That's part of the definition of the discipline of our Father, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, I labor, struggling with all the energy which so powerfully works in me. So Paul is opening up an amazing truth here of the reality of a work of the Holy Spirit, an energy of the Holy Spirit within him, and how he's struggling, how he's fighting, how he's preaching, and all the suffering that he's going through, all of that there, it's so that Christ is formed in you, so that you have an understanding of the incredible insight who you are in Christ Jesus, the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that is in Christ Jesus. And so he goes on in chapter 2, I want you to know how much I'm struggling. Why does he want these readers, why does he want the believers to know that he's struggling like this for them? Because he wants them to know and how to identify that they're not alone. Paul and the team love them. You see, and that's going to play a big role. How did he start his prayer? He's praising God for their faith and their love. And he wants to know, not only do you love, but we also love you. There's something, as he carries on in the next verse, I am struggling for you, for those at Laodicea, and for all those who have not met me personally. My purpose, this is the purpose of all of this. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love. So now he's giving the reason of what he's teaching, he's preaching, and he's all that he's busy doing, so that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love. Why? Why is this so important? Because this now, being encouraged in heart as a family of God, being united in love as a family of God, this opens up a door. This opens up access. See, now he carries on and he says, this opens up so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding. If there's conflict in the family of God, this is not a reality. But when there's a unity and there's a love for one another, what takes place? It opens up something that Paul begins to explain here. So that they may have the full riches of the complete understanding and order. Yeah, again, there's a purpose. You need complete understanding. Why do we need complete understanding? Based on the fact of encouraged hearts. Based on the fact of united in love. Complete understanding. Why? This is, it carries on. There's a purpose for this. In order that they may have, so that they may have the full riches. Powerful big words, these things. Full riches. Not just a little dribble. But so that they may have the full riches of what? Of understanding. Of complete understanding, not partial understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This is profound for the body of Christ. This is an incredible truth that the Holy Spirit is sharing for us as a family of God in our journey of maturing, growing up, understanding things that we've not understood before. And he's speaking about the unity, speaking about being encouraged, he's speaking about a faith that is strong. He's speaking about these, because the temptation here that he's addressing is that the believers might end up following the philosophies of the day. The wisdom of the day. That's happening worldwide. All the different philosophies that's been taught at the university, all the different, you name it, what's taking place, the gender stuff and all this kind of stuff. And he's saying, guys, that's world wisdom, that demonic wisdom and all this. Now, when you're united in heart, when you're encouraged one another, when you're strong in your faith and you're growing in your love, that opens up for the Holy Spirit to give you incredible insights to all the wisdom and the knowledge that is found in Christ Jesus. But you need understanding to be able to understand these things. Because understanding opens up the wisdom and the knowledge in Christ Jesus. So there's a progression that we're looking at over here. And then he goes on and he says, I'm struggling, I'm laboring for you in all of this. He goes on and he says over there, I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. Back to love, faith, right in the beginning of the prayer that Paul prayed in Colossians 1. Then he goes on. So then, brothers and sisters, so then, family of God, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord. Just as you received Him. The moment when the Holy Spirit revealed Christ to us, it was a simple, divine encounter with God, and we simply believed by faith. Pure God-given faith. Pure God-given grace. Just as you received Him as Lord. Then he carries on, continue to live in Him, continue to walk in Him, continue to have your life, live your life in the reality of being in Christ. Christ is spiritual. We need spiritual understanding, spiritual wisdom, spiritual knowledge. We're growing up in Him. So we need the Holy Spirit to give us the understanding, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Okay? Now he carries on and he says over here, to be strengthened, continue to live in Him according, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. See then, so that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of their deity live in bodily form, and you have been given the fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. And then it carries on speaking about the incredible reality of being circumcised, the old nature being cut off, a new nature in Christ Jesus. We've been buried with Him, we've been raised with Him, etc., and what He did on the cross for you and I. It's fascinating in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, or chapter 12 verse 3, where that famous portion of faith, 11 verse 3, sorry. And let me just read that there. Well, verse 1, remember, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we did not see. And this is what the ancients were commended for. And then in verse 3, we read something profound. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. The word formed is ordered. So that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Notice that. By faith, we understand. Without faith, there's no understanding. None of us understood Jesus Christ before we got born again. We had no understanding. None of us understood reconciliation. None of us understood sanctification. None of us understood adoption and sonship. None of us understood atonement. None of us understood justification. None of us understood the love of God that is displayed in His Son Jesus on the cross. And none of us understood why this so-called Jesus had to die on the cross. It's foolishness. For us, it's a foolishness to man. But a day came when God gave us faith. And then we began to understand. Can you see the importance? There's a relationship with being strong in faith, understanding. Why do you think when Jesus is speaking about the parable of the sower and he says to the disciples and they asked him, you know, why us and not them? And what did Jesus say? They're always hearing but never understanding. They're all seeing but never perceiving. Why? Because they've hardened their hearts. They do not have faith. They do not believe. They've hardened their hearts. Therefore, they will never get understanding of what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking in parables. I'm speaking spiritual truths. But because they've hardened their hearts, they aren't able to understand or perceive the spiritual truths that I'm speaking about. And then he gives an illustration about the parable of the sower. And the seed that falls onto the hard ground. What does Jesus say? The message of the kingdom was sown into their heart, but because they did not understand, the enemy came and stole it out of their hearts. Can you see why faith and understanding is crucial for spiritual growth? Those who understood and received started to bear fruit, spiritual growth. So So the Holy Spirit wants us to take note of the importance for you and I that God has birthed faith in, for you and I to get understanding of truth and not just read, but to get the understanding of what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. And I've often mentioned this, and I know I get the looks. The danger of daily reading is that one reads and never gets understanding. So tomorrow you've forgotten what you read yesterday, because the enemy has stolen the word of the kingdom in your heart. Rather read and get understanding of what you're reading, so that that word can get established in our hearts. Because now we get the understanding, and when we get understanding of the truth, we start to discover the wisdom and the knowledge that's in Christ Jesus. He is the foundation for us to grow up into. Why do you think Paul, when he prays, Ephesians chapter 3, and Paul is praying and he says, Father, strengthen them in inner man, etc. And he prays and he goes on and he says over there, so that they may be able to grasp, understand the fullness of this love, in order for them to be filled with the fullness of God. Understanding of the love leads to the reality of spiritual growth, being full to the fullness of God, but the needed understanding of His love. Without the understanding, it's not going to be the next part of the growth. So we don't want to just read about how God so loved the world. We want to rather get Holy Spirit to show us and give us understanding with it, so that we can grasp and understand the fullness of why love is so important. That helps us to grow, because the Holy Spirit will unlock so much more, and we will see it in Christ Jesus. We will see the wisdom of God in Christ Jesus, the knowledge of God, all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge that is in Christ Jesus. We start to grow into that as we get more understanding. So yeah, by faith we understand. So faith is crucial, hearing the Holy Spirit. So we go back to Colossians chapter 2. Let's just do this for a quick exercise. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, to continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him. We can read rooted and built up in Him. We can read that and strengthened in the faith. But then we just stop. But Lord, I need understanding of what it means to be rooted in Christ. What's the understanding of that? What do you mean, being rooted in Christ? What's the understanding? Let's go back. And this is just very, very superficial. There's much more. But what did Jesus speak about abiding in Him? You'll bear much fruit. See, being rooted in Christ Jesus, our lives, we are got born again, we are brought into Him. Now we live with being rooted in Him in order for us to be able to grow, in order for us to be able to bear much fruit. Being rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will start to unlock the truth of what it is to be rooted in Jesus Christ. We're not rooted in the natural world. We're rooted in the spirit realm. We're rooted in Jesus. See, and it's just a mindset. Lord, I'm rooted in You. Give me understanding of what is the implication of that. What is the reality of me being rooted in You? And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit will take you back to, say, Romans chapter 8. That in Christ Jesus, now what's taken place, you have received the Spirit of life, called the law of the Spirit of life that operates within you. Now you're rooted in Christ. Now you've got a new life source within you, the Holy Spirit. Now get understanding, Holy Spirit, of why you're working in me, why you're doing these things, and you start to get more understanding of a truth, the law of the Spirit of life. And it opens up So now when we face a situation, we're not going into panic mode. Now, Holy Spirit, your life is in me. I'm rooted in Christ Jesus. I'm not rooted in opinions. I'm not rooted in other people's stuff. I'm rooted in Christ. You're my foundation, Lord. And all the other philosophies and all the other stuff that we've added on that foundation, all that brings confusion and doubt and arguments. And now, oh Lord, that Holy Spirit, that must go away because I'm in Christ Jesus and Him alone. I'm established in You, Jesus. I'm rooted in You. You are the source of my life. In You I live. In You I move. In You I have my being. How do we think? And this is why it's so important for our growth all the time. Colossians chapter 3. Since we've been raised with Christ, therefore let your mind be set on things above. Let your heart be set on things above. It's spiritual realities, renewing the mind to spiritual truth because we're getting understanding, because we have faith in Jesus. And because of faith, we're able to understand spiritual truths that the unsaved are not able to understand. You and I can understand this. So we have it just we can go on and on and on, just at that one little word over there, to be rooted. That word built up in Him. It's a fascinating word, that built up. Because that built up is speaking about that God has a predetermined building plan. The image of His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are getting built up in Him. In other words, we go back to that Romans 8. The Holy Spirit is committed in our lives to see us being conformed into the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, we have been predestined. We have been predestined to be the children of God. So all of a sudden now when we start to realize, Holy Spirit, God has a predetermined building plan for the family of God, for His family. What is that? I want understanding of that. Because I want to be part, I want to yield, I want to grow, and I want to be able to experience Your building. Jesus says You will build Your church. I don't want to build my own stuff. In You I live, Lord Jesus. You've given me understanding of how You work and how the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Because now I understand that the Father has a predetermined building plan, and that is to see us in His Son, Jesus Christ, predestined to be in Christ Jesus. And all of a sudden I can start adjusting my life now. Lord, that's Your will. And now I thank You. Holy Spirit, You helping me in my weakness. You interceding for me according to the perfect will of the Father. You are sharing with me truth. So in our quiet times, the Holy Spirit is communicating truth in line with what the Father has predestined, this building plan of His for us as children of God. Crucial as the Holy Spirit. Don't just, oh, Holy Spirit, that's wonderful. What's the understanding of that word You're giving me now? Because that's part of the building process of Jesus in my life. Don't just read quickly the scriptures. We stop. We get understanding. Because then we start to get the knowledge and the wisdom in all of this. And we carry on. And He just goes on there, built up in Him, strengthened in the faith. Again, that's just being very secure in the faith of Jesus Christ. So again, we go back to, again, another parable. It's important to understand that the apostles are taking what Jesus spoke and communicating that. It's important to understand that. So here Paul is writing, what did Jesus teach? The wise man who hears the word of God and takes it in, builds his house on a rock. Firm, firm. Faith is firm. And the storms come, firm faith. Be strong, be firm in the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that all things are working out for the good for those who love Him. Knowing this truth, knowing that His life is in us, knowing what the Father's up to. The other foolish one, they wasn't firm in their faith. Ignore that. See, we go back to, there's so many examples of these things. You go back to, remember the 12 spies? Here you see 12 leaders of Israel going in over there. 10 of them, they saw, but they did not understand covenant. They did not understand God's covenant with Israel. They did not understand God's covenant with Abraham. So there was no faith, because faith gives understanding. There was doubt, unbelief, fear, no understanding. Two of them, faith, they had understanding of God's covenant. Look at David. Whole of Israel army petrified. Fear, unbelief. God had made promises. God had made covenant with Israel. But there was a young man, David, who had faith. And therefore he had understanding of the promise of God. And he's able to go and destroy Goliath. Understanding gives you insight into the mighty plan of God, the wisdom of God, the building plan of God. And we get the understanding. So our Father, I believe this morning, wants just to remind us that understanding plays a major role in our spiritual growth. Because it unlocks for you and I to be able to get the insights into all the incredible wisdom that's in Christ Jesus. So that we will not be deceived by all the philosophies and all the world's opinions, etc. The latest craze that comes through the universities and the schools and then social media and so forth. But for us to be rooted in Jesus Christ, despite all of that. And for us to be able to know how to pray for our children that are being influenced by social media and all these things. And for us to be able to go back and to know how to pray for our children based on incredible truth. Father, give our children the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may understand. Understand. So, do you understand? And it's a joy because it's part of our growth. As children, your parents said something and you just did it. You had no understanding of the reason for that. And that I've found with young kids, they've got no comprehension of the consequences. They don't understand the end results of what they're busy doing. But as they mature, they start to get the understanding. And we are there. We're getting more understanding of our life in Christ and maturing in that. Amen. The reason why Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, the whole thing about the gifts there, so that they can grow into the fullness of Christ. That's why the revelation of love, so that they may grow into the fullness of Christ. Here in Colossians 2, that in Christ the full deity live in body form, and we too have been given fullness. Now we're growing up into that, as the Holy Spirit helps us and intercedes for us. So, embrace the Father's wonderful correction and instruction and motivation and Father heart talk to talk, face to face, heart to heart talk with the Father. It's good for us. He has a plan conformed into the likeness of His Son Jesus. Back to the original. God created man in His own image. Blood of Christ. Father, thank you this morning as we just celebrate again your Son. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate an amazing truth that in you is the full treasure of all the wisdom and all the knowledge of God. You're giving us a key to unlock that this morning. You've given us faith. We all believe, And because of a faith in us that you have given to us, we are able to get an understanding of so much more. We want to thank you, Jesus, how you're building us. We want to thank you that we are growing, we are maturing. We want to thank you that where we are in our homes, in our towns, in the workplace, wherever we are, we want to thank you that year after year, we are no longer the same as we used to be, but more and more, we are people that are being conformed into your likeness, Jesus, our true nature. And we want to thank you for that. So as we eat and drink this morning, what a joy that we can participate with you, Lord Jesus, in the spiritual truths of your wisdom and understanding, in the spiritual realm of your kingdom, in the spiritual reality of the power of your blood and the power of your broken body. What a joy that we can share this morning with you, Lord God, in the Spirit, just celebrating everything that you have done for us. Lord, when we speak about, for instance, righteousness, we had no understanding. But when you gave us faith, we could receive your righteousness as a gift. What a joy. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for you helping us in our weaknesses. What a joy to know that you intercede for us according to the Father's will. Thank you for that. Thank you as you take from Jesus and make it known to us in what Christ has done, because it's in the perfect will of the Father. And we thank you as you help us in life. So Lord, we celebrate you. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate what you've done for us. And we give you the praise this morning. Amen.